Can Rick Warren be defanged? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Ever since Barack Obama invited mega pastor Rick Warren to give the inauguration prayer, the blogosphere has lit up, and leading the charge is Representative Barney Frank, who, as a gay man, thinks Obama is kidding himself if he thinks he can charm conservatives.
You know, he talks about being post-partisan. Having seen these people and knowing what they would do in that situation, I suffer from post-partisan depression.
Now, for him, this is war, and Obama is trying to jump into bed with the enemy. And yet, here is what Representative Frank said in a profile about his much-admired handling of the banking crisis.
As a liberal, I am morally obligated to be pragmatic. What good do I do poor people, people who are being discriminated against because of their sexual orientation, if I'm not realistic about accomplishing something?
You got to be realistic. You got to be pragmatic. Well, evangelicals vastly outnumber gay people. That's not going to change. Which means if you want to see state-sanctioned gay marriage, you're not going to get it by fighting Christians. You can only get it by convincing them to disarm. Now, I know Barack Obama's charm may be overrated, but have you listened to Rick Warren lately?
I happen to love Democrats and Republicans, and I happen to love gays and straights.
Well, I know a lot of you think that moderation is a doomed cause.
You have to meet people. And you know what I discovered? When you meet people, you like them.
But I think that after a few prayer breakfasts with Obama, Rick Warren's going to be Christmas caroling with Melissa Etheridge. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.